From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, prosecutors and police raid the National Police Headquarters in a widening investigation into cover-up surrounding a high-profile rape and murder case in Gwangju. South Korean Go Grandmaster Shin Jin-seo beat Kata Go, an advanced AI program, in a three-game match. And the government says it has secured more than 90% of its required crude oil supply for September, despite rising supply chain instability in the Middle East. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. Prosecutors and police have raided the National Police Headquarters in a widening investigation into cover-ups surrounding a high-profile rape and murder case in the southwestern city of Gwangju. The investigators are looking into the chain of command involved in the initial murder probe amid fresh allegations that the National Office of Investigation had a role in the attempt to minimize the crime. Bae Ju-yeon has the latest.
Chang Yoon-gi, the 23-year-old man accused of raping and fatally stabbing a 16-year-old high school student in the southwestern city of Gwangju in May, confessed to his crimes in court earlier this month. His confession followed nationwide anger over an alleged police cover-up involving his father, a police captain in the city who is currently in custody. In a widening probe into allegations of police misconduct in the case, investigators from the Gwangju District Prosecutor's Office executed a search warrant at the National Police Agency's National Office of Investigation, or NOI, at 6:30 Tuesday morning. A separate team of police fact-finders arrived at the investigation headquarters about an hour later, seeking to get to the bottom of what went wrong. Prosecutors and police are conducting separate investigations targeting those involved in the chain of command after concluding that the case was intentionally mishandled. Upon referring it to the prosecution, the local police classified it as a second-degree murder case, but prosecutors indicted Chang on a charge of first-degree rape murder after discovering evidence his father sought to destroy. Tuesday's raid came amid fresh allegations suggesting that the NOI, an investigative authority comparable to the U.S. FBI, was behind the initial decision by the local police force to build a second-degree murder case against Chang. The government issued a public apology last week and vowed to reform the police investigation system. Pyeongchang, KBS World Radio News.
10 years after a historic Go match in which a renowned player lost out to artificial intelligence, a South Korean Go grandmaster has scored a victory for the humans. After beating an advanced AI program in a three-game match, Shin Jin-seo says the machine's greatest strength also proved to be its undoing. Eileen Cahill has more.
South Korean professional Go player Shin Jin-seo has defeated the advanced artificial intelligence program Kata Go in a three-game match, winning two straight games after an initial loss to claim a dramatic comeback victory. The nine-dan grandmaster, who competed with a two-stone advantage, won by 11.5 points on Tuesday after 221 moves in the third and final game held in Central Seoul. Shin maintained control through a territory-focused strategy in a game that lasted more than 3 hours. Many Go experts had predicted that winning even one game against Kata Go would be a major achievement. After the match, Shin said AI's weakness lies in its perfection.
If I were to point out a weakness of AI in the game of Go, specifically in two-stone handicap games, I think it would be the AI's perfection. Because it knows everything so well, it often avoids the difficult parts beforehand and plays the easy way out. That's why I was able to win games like today's without much fighting.
The game took place a decade after the historic Google DeepMind match between former Go player Lee Sedol and AlphaGo, which the AI won 4-1. But in Tuesday's match, Shin's come-from-behind victory demonstrated the power of human ingenuity to beat AI by learning to harness it. Eileen Cahill, KBS World Radio News.
The government says it has secured more than 90% of its required crude oil supply for September, despite rising supply chain instability in the Middle East due to intensifying conflict between the United States and Iran. The Ministry of Trade, Industry and Energy said Tuesday that for July and August crude oil, the country has secured more than 110% of the average from a year earlier, and the September crude oil imports have topped 90% compared to the previous year. Yang Gi-uk, Director General of the Office of Industry, Trade and Resource Security at the Trade Ministry, assured that there will be no major problems in the supply and demand of crude until September, even if the Red Sea shipping route is blocked. There are rising concerns about crude oil supply instability amid the possibility of a blockade of the Red Sea, which South Korea has relied on as an alternative route after the Strait of Hormuz was closed. Yemen's Iranian-backed Houthi rebels declared a maritime blockade against Saudi Arabia on Monday, threatening shipping through the Bab el-Mandeb Strait, the gateway to the Red Sea.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
The ruling and opposition parties have agreed to launch a special counsel investigation into the ballot paper shortages that marred the June 3rd local elections. The floor leaders of the ruling Democratic Party and the main opposition People Power Party reached the agreement during a meeting on Tuesday. The two sides plan to pass a special counsel bill during the extraordinary session of the National Assembly this month. The two parties will then establish a six-member committee to recommend candidates for the special counsel position, with each party nominating three members. The president will appoint one of the two candidates as a special counsel. Workers at internet-only Kakao Bank will stage a one-day strike next week after wage negotiations broke down. So Sung-wook, head of the Kakao Labor Union, announced the decision on Tuesday during a picket protest at Kakao's headquarters in Seongnam, Gyeonggi Province. So said the strike, set for Friday next week, will involve Kakao Bank employees only, adding that the company failed to actively engage in talks and the two sides could not narrow their differences. Additional strike plans involving Kakao's headquarters and other affiliates have yet to be released. After labor and management at Kakao Bank failed to reach an agreement during wage negotiations, the Gyeonggi Regional Labor Relations Commission attempted to mediate the dispute but suspended the mediation process on Monday. South Korea dropped to 32nd in the latest FIFA rankings, falling out of the top 30 for the first time in 4 years and 7 months. According to the rankings released on Tuesday, South Korea, which was ranked 25th just before the 2026 World Cup, dropped 7 places to 32nd after failing to reach the round of 32 with 1 win and 2 losses in the group stage. South Korea had last ranked outside the FIFA top 30 in December 2021 when it was placed 33rd. Japan, which exited in the round of 32, rose 1 spot to 17th, the highest ranking among Asian teams, while Iran and Australia ranked 22nd and 28th, respectively. Spain returned to the top spot for the first time in 6 months after defeating Argentina to win the tournament, pushing Argentina down to 2nd place. The heavy rain advisories issued for central regions have been lifted as a stationary front that brought monsoon rains moved south, but additional rain is forecast for Wednesday. According to the Korea Meteorological Administration, 20 to 60 millimeters of additional rain is expected in the Seoul metropolitan area and other central regions on Wednesday, with 5 to 60 millimeters forecast for North Jeolla province. While rain has eased in the south, heat wave conditions are continuing across the region. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chen.